Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I want to share a dream I had a couple of nights ago, and most of the times I don't even remember my dreams, but every once in a while I'll have a really vivid dream that I'll remember in detail, and it has a huge impact on me. This dream, it always feels so real. I wake up and my whole body's just sore. My shoulder blades are burning. If they literally feel hot, because the muscles are just so overworked, you know. My shoulders are sore, my shoulder muscles, my arms, my joints, my hands are swollen, especially my right hand is swollen and numb, throbbing. You know, my legs are hurting, the muscles are aching, just my whole body is just sore, you know, because I'm just working every day, 7 days a week. I had one day off, actually, yesterday. I was actually supposed to work, but one of my clients, she was saying that she doesn't really feel safe yet, and, you know, could we reschedule? And I was like, of course, you know, you don't feel safe, I don't feel safe, you know, let's just reschedule. And I was so grateful to have a day to just recover, rest, you know. Like Jim Rohn says, resting to renew your reserves, you know, refuel your reserves. That's much different than resting to avoid the day. Resting to avoid the day, you know. He says, make rest a necessity, not an objective. And so it really was a necessity yesterday. I was feeling it. But anyways, in my dream, I wake up feeling like that, just unable to get myself out of bed physically, because I'm in so much pain and discomfort, aching. And my ex is there with my kids, and for some reason, I don't know why, in my dream, it made sense. And my mom and dad are there, again. They're both not even in the country. Well, my dad's in Alaska, you know. But anyways, and I'm like complaining, I'm whining about how much my body hurts, how hard I'm working, how nobody cares, how hard I at work, and you know, everything I do, everything I go through, you know, look at all I do, everything that I do for everybody, or, you know. Feeling sorry for myself, whining, and they're all just like, you know, what do you want us to do? What do you want, you know? And I started crying so hard, you know, like a big baby, just crying so hard. And I let myself just cry, right? And feel sorry for myself. Nobody understands, nobody cares. So finally, and that was one of my biggest complaints in my marriage. When I was married to my ex, is that, you know, she was not very empathetic or understanding or caring whenever I felt down or, you know, whenever I felt like whining. But, you know, looking back on it now, who likes a whiner? Who likes a complainer? You know, of course she wasn't gonna have that. But anyways, I would always be like, why can't you just be encouraging? Anyways, because no one wants to encourage a whiner. But in my dream, my ex, she was like, I do care, you know, and I do feel bad, and I'm sad because you're crying, you know. My mother, my father, you know, my mom's always been, you know, the kind of the harsh type, you know, like, get out, what are you doing, you know. And my dad, he was never encouraging, very just, anyways. But in my dream, they were the opposite. In my dream, I got what I wanted. You know, I got the sympathy. I got the coddling. You know, just that, okay, we understand, you know. I got the understanding and acceptance and encouragement that I always wanted, right? So there I am crying in my bed. And my mother, my father, my ex, you know, my kids, my two daughters are all around me. And they're all looking at me with just, you know, caring, sad eyes, you know. And they're all like, we do care. And we do you know, we do feel sad, especially we don't want to see you crying. You know, they're like, okay, we understand how you feel and we're sad. Now what? And you know, I was like, yeah, I guess, you know, now what, you know? And then I think it was my ex or my mom was saying, like, just don't go to work then, you know? I'm sure your client will understand. You're not feeling well. Just let them know you're not feeling well and just don't go to work. Just rest today. And I was like, you know, like, but that would make me feel even worse, you know? I was like, but I do want to go out and work, you know? And I'm going to. I just need a minute, you know, to just get the energy to get out of bed. And once I'm out of bed, you know, and get my coffee, the momentum will carry me through the day, you know? And I'll feel great about myself at the end of the day. And, you know, it's like, yeah, And, you know, so they're like, okay, so you're going to go to work anyways, you know? You're going to do it anyways. And, you know, whether they understood how I felt or not, whether they cared or not, I still have to go through it, you know? Like, I just, the dream just made me realize how much energy I wasted wishing people would understand how I felt, how, you know, how difficult things are for me, what I'm going through. You know, I wish people cared, you know? And it's like, they do. But they're also going through their own things, you know? And they're also having a tough time with, you know, with everything going on with their lives. And so a lot of times, they don't have the time, you know? Or the awareness, you know, to let me know that they care or anything, because it's not on their radar right now. They got a lot of other things going on in their lives. You know, it's not like I check in on everyone. Hey, how are you doing? You know, I don't have time for that. So yeah, just, man, it's like, maybe the feeling comes from the feeling that I'm not enough, you know, to recognize how hard I work and to recognize everything that I do myself, you know, the self-recognition, you know, self-appreciation, you know, just appreciate myself. Maybe it comes from that insecurity, you know, that feeling that I always struggled with, feeling like I'm not enough. Maybe once I'm able to realize that I am enough, then it's like, okay, I recognize myself and how hard I work, the dedication I have to my craft, to serving my clients, you know, to trying to make the world a better place. I recognize that in me, you know, self-recognition, so that I have self-respect. I can respect myself, you know, and like myself and appreciate myself, and that's enough, right? And I'm not going to say that the opinions of others don't matter. Of course it matters, right? And of course it feels good to get the high opinion of others. And it feels bad when people have a low opinion of you. And of course it is going to have an effect on us, because we're human beings. This is how the brain works. We're social creatures. But what I'm saying is that the most important opinion, though, the opinion that should matter the most, is our own, right? Our own opinion of ourselves is what should matter the most. And so, yeah, it's like, maybe I needed that dream to show me how everything would play out if I really did just cry and, you know, feel sorry for myself, throw a big pity party, and nobody cares, nobody understands, you know, nobody cares about me. It's like, who cares, right? Who cares if nobody cares? As long as I care, that's enough, because I'm enough, and so are you. And as long as you like you, and you're proud of yourself, and you respect yourself, and you appreciate yourself and recognize how hard you work and all the things that you do to make your world a better place, that's enough. And you appreciating you is enough, because you are enough. So am I. Thanks for your time. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.